Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, October 30, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Friday morning. God, I know you guys didn't want to be here, but here we are. But the good thing is, it's still good news. Everything's still going smooth, and there is a timetable. All right, Ray, did you send anything out?
No updates went out.
No updates went out. Boy, it's getting less and less. Days are getting quieter and quieter. Almost like something's getting ready to explode or something, you know, or the quiet before the real storm. And I'm not talking about what's going on in the South from Louisiana. I'm talking about a national storm, and we're ready for it. So, all right, guys, nothing exciting happening anywhere. Nothing. Nothing's terrible. Iraq is talking about only 150 people showed up for the protest today. Only 150 are still in the square. They counted each and every one of them. And they get ready to go home. Because everybody knows something's about to happen. And they're, I want to say excited about it, but they're very calm. Thank everybody for being calm. They thank the young for being rational and calm. They said it was the end of the demonstrations, even though the reforms are going to continue and happen. So everybody's calm. Over here, Texas is not in. They haven't been notified. But that's just Texas being Texas. So we're okay with it. Everybody else, they were in the banks this morning. At 6, 7, actually, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys this. So they actually thought they were going to start processing people this morning, which made absolutely no sense to me. And I'm just telling you, they were told yesterday when they came to work, you know, that people were going to be coming through their door this morning. And I said, okay. Especially at the time, because y'all know how I have to rationalize stuff. It has to make sense in my head. How in the world could people be coming through your door at 7 o'clock in the morning? Unless they got us up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, put the 800 numbers out, and we were doing calls and answering questions and everything else. And I said, that ain't going to happen. Ray's going to be asleep and I'm going to be drunk. Oh, I mean, Ray's going to be drunk and I'm going to be asleep. Something like that. Anyway, no. That's not going to happen. We don't even have the 800 number. So why would they tell you guys something like that? But they did. So I said, all right, well, that don't make sense. That didn't even make sense to happen. But they got them excited. They went home last night. They showed up at the office 5 o'clock in the morning. Thinking something was going to happen at 7 o'clock, which I clearly said there's no way that's going to happen. And how are you going to do it at 7 o'clock East Coast and it's still 4 o'clock in the morning on West Coast? You're not going to do that because that doesn't even make any sense. But doesn't mean today is not the day. It doesn't even mean this weekend is not the weekend. Because what I didn't tell you guys last week for when 404 asked, was there a window, was there an opportunity, that I am going to tell you today, because it's Friday, things are here, the goal, the plan, what the whispers are in the hallways, and all of that, is they wanted the internet group completed by the 10th of November. So we know they want us completed and gone through by the 10th of November. That's what all the discussions are about. We know they've had a 10-day plan for that to happen for years. So here we are. 31st, first, 10 days, plan. Does it go into motion? Great. Why does this weekend, this evening make more sense? Because nobody's been notified, right? They haven't notified our world traders. They haven't notified the commodities market. Haven't notified Forex. Now, they didn't give them 2 hours notice, and even less, but they haven't given them any. And the way you eliminate all that is do it after the market's closed. This is just food for thought. If we're trying to get something accomplished, this is what we look at, and we'll see what happens. We absolutely, well, we may not, because I just told you guys all that. So we were supposed to get some more information this evening, so we'll see what happens. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Hey, Dr. Pete says the world is watching the U.S. right now very closely, as this election will determine global events for the next 4+ years. That being said, based on all your intel and experience / wisdom, how do you think this will impact or influence the timeline for the RV?
You put a whole lot on that. Knowledge, impact, wisdom, everything. Woo, man. Let me see. Well, it definitely has. Because you guys remember before, I told you what was coming out of Washington is he wanted it the day before the vote or on the vote. But that plan was supposedly scrapped, and yet here we are, 2 days before the vote, right? Or 3 days, because it's Tuesday, before the vote. So we're coming right up to that anyway. I can't see the reasoning for taking it up to the third. I can see the first, because it's the end of the month or beginning of the month, and that's when UN operational rates come out, and everything would be effective during the whole month, not the last 5 days of 1 month. So accounting-wise, I could see that. All the deals that Iraq's been making the last 2 weeks going throughout countries, and the fact that Prime Minister is supposed to be there tomorrow to sign off on more deals, I could see that all going to effect on the first, because it's easier for the numbers. So that part makes sense. As far as it affecting the global economy, we know the RV is, in fact, going to do that. The only question is, why would we wait this close to the election? What does either party get out of it? Well, I can't say that, because the Democrats aren't in charge of it, so they can't decide when it goes. The Republican Party can. But what do they get out of it? Either they get 10 million people excited that they just did this and we're all happy and they just gave us money and we all change our vote and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Or we don't. We're all out confused and spending our money and living life and deciding we don't need to vote because it doesn't matter. We got our money. Doesn't matter who's in charge. We're going to go. Globally, nobody's going to see the effect in 3 days. It's just not going to happen. Money's going to change. The stock market is not going to explode on Monday morning. So that's not going to do anything. And it's going down again today. So there's no stimulus package announced today. And there's not even time for the market to react to that. So I don't see any advantage it would be to the public. It's just time. The vote itself, when it happens on Tuesday, will change the world. One way or the other, it's going to change everybody's plan. So we'll see what happens. All right, what's next?
Hey, continuing with Dr. Pete, says with the sharp drop in oil prices to $37 per barrel, will this also delay a potential RV until prices rise again?
Nope, I don't think it is, guys, because they know prices are going to go down. They know they're going to go down even further, because today, if you guys haven't seen it, for those of you who believe that Corona is real and the virus is real, today was the worst day ever. Worst day ever today. The numbers just through the roof. If you believe the virus is real, if you don't really care. But the fact of the matter is, they're not opening economies back up. They're trying to figure out how they're going to start closing them back down this month, next month, in January. The articles out today, if you look at them, says everybody around the world know that oil's getting ready to go back down again, because the U.S. Izumo is about to shut the country down again. Germany is shutting their country down again. France is shutting their country down again. The market's going down, oil price going down. Iraq has already set their rate in their budget and for this, and they've already made it public. They set it at $40, regardless. So that's what's going to happen as far as the rate goes. Is everything going to go down from there? You bet it is, just like it did before. Even though they said they're going to try and do it less, they're going to restrict less businesses, less industries, or maybe some are more essential to try and keep the economies open, which is a good thing. I mean, there's less people getting EDD payments or unemployment or whatever you call it, pandemic payments, whatever it is. But it's more opportunity for the virus to grow. So we'll see what happens. All right, what's next?
All right, Sadie says, with the understanding that people are leaving the banks because they're hearing that the RV is true and that those that are still there are going to be upset, the question is, what can we expect from them and how do you suggest we act in front of these very upset bankers?
Well, you know what? It's not really the exchange people because they're involved in the process. They've been training for the process. So they actually know that it's real already. And they chose not to walk away from their jobs and everything else because even though they know it's real, they've been trained for it, they didn't know when it was going to happen. So they weren't going to walk away from their jobs to do that. But that's a conscious decision that they, those few, have already made. And once they see the numbers, I mean, they may be upset. You don't have to slap them in the face with it or be smart. And we've talked about that. Just be professional. You don't have to you don't have to do what I have done in the past with some of my guys. Is, why are you still working there? Or why didn't you do this? I mean, what kind of dummy are you that you knew about this and you didn't do it? Well, they say, because I had to feed my family that day, not today. And it was the only job I had, so that's all I could do. Because they had to sign NDAs saying that they wouldn't buy any and that they hadn't bought any or they wouldn't let them in the program. You know, guys, just good common sense. Common sense. And I know common sense is not all common, that common, but for some people it is. I'd sign that NDA. I wouldn't buy any, and I'd do everything they said, but I would have made sure every single person in my family did, brother, sister, uncle, cousin, mom, dad, everything. So when all the exchange is over and I walked away from my job because somebody set up a trust for me, I could go ahead and live my life. Now, that's what I would have did. And felt that I held up my obligation. And I didn't walk off the day it happened. As soon as you get those internet people through, well, after this first month, I got to go. Because, I mean, you got to have common sense. And so I don't know why they expect them not to. And I'm pretty sure a bunch of them did. But they're going to go through it. So you don't have to be smug. And remember, guys, when you go in, if they perceive an attitude, insults, any of that, they can ask you to leave, and they will put you on a list because they do have a list, and they will be adding to that list of people that they won't do business with or Homeland can then flag one way or the other. Now, your real problems are going to be when you go to that tele window. When you go there afterwards and they start looking at your accounts and say, God, what happened? And you go to that teller and say, remember I told you about that dinar or that dong or that zam? And you looked at me like I was an idiot and now you are an idiot? Ooh, that's going to be your issue. So I wouldn't suggest doing that either. Just say, man, I'm sorry that they did what they did to you, but life goes on. And they shouldn't be mad at you anyway, because you did tell them. They should turn around and be mad at everybody behind them and everybody above them. That's where they should direct their anger. All right, what's next?
Ian says, do you think that I am going to be having the best RV birthday of my life by this Sunday, November 1?
Oh, somebody's birthday was today. Who was that? Didn't she tell us on Wednesday?
Person. Yeah, she's been telling everybody all week.
Oh, okay. She's getting older by the moment now. All right. And I do feel there is a huge possibility that your birthday will be the one we all remember, if not the day before. Huge possibility, just based on what they're trying to accomplish. Okay, next.
Les 2012. She asked me a question earlier this morning, and I told her I just didn't remember. And then she said, well, will you ask Tony? And I said, no. Put it in there.
Wait, we can't hear you. She said, will you ask Tony? And you said,
no.
No.
I'm not going to ask Tony. Well, somebody told her to put it in the Q&A so I'd have to read it. So this is from Bless 2012. Years ago, you mentioned an opportunity that will be available for those that will have the ability to participate in the IMF humanitarian contracts. Have you heard anything else concerning this opportunity? What was the rate of return on those opportunities? If you don't know, could you kindly ask your source? Pretty please.
Okay. You still had to be invited. Remember that. They were trying to get $1 trillion in their investments, paying daily rates. I just can't remember what the rate was, but it was daily, weekly, and monthly rates you could get paid. But, yes, I will go and ask about the program. I was told that I was going to be invited. I was told that I was going to be able to invite more people. And you do have to fill out an application and be approved. So what the exact criteria is, I don't know. It's not just have money, though. It's truly one of those, like most platforms, if you guys aren't aware, even most platforms are over in Europe. But you still have to be invited by somebody, looked at, and they have to approve you anyway. So this is going to be no different, even though it's $1 trillion. But my guy knows about it. So I'm thinking your wealth manager should either know about it or have the ability to find out about it with this kind of money, since it's an IMF program, and get you involved in it, recommend you do whatever you need to do to get us in, okay? So if we have another call on Monday, God, I mean, I'm praying to God we do not. I'm praying that this is over with. But if we do, I will try to have those rates again that they were willing to pay. All right, what's next?
Dato says, Ray, you stated you write off 30% for the first year if you donate to your own charitable foundation. It is 30% of your adjusted gross income. What happens to the other 70% you didn't write off? You carry that forward into the next year and you write it off then. So that's how you'll get that. Whatever you don't get one year, you'll be able to get it the next year in carry forwards. Okay, I think that was the last question on the board. We're going to go to live individuals. And 714, you're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. This is Robert from OC.
Hey, good morning.
Happy to report air quality has improved last couple of days with the fires we've got going on. So And there's a new CXI branch supposed to be opening. I don't know the date, in Santa Ana, South Coast Plaza.
Okay, let's stay with questions and answers. Let's keep it with questions and answers. You have a question for us?
I do, and that is,
okay.
And that is, Tony, on my Wells Fargo branch, they changed their procedures. I was wondering if you had any ideas on how to handle this. It used to be that the teller could look at the screen and check and see what was going on, and anything beyond that, she would have to check with the head teller, which I had a decent relationship at one time, and now they've changed personnel. And the new procedure is that the regular teller cannot even look at the screen, that the head teller has to be the one to do things. And lately, she's been saying that just nope, there's nothing going on, and they won't even look at the screen. And then my premier banker is not really involved in foreign currency. And there's no wealth manager at my branch. So do you have any suggestions on how to way to do that a little better?
Yep. Probably the best thing you could have done is not go into bank every day and ask them. That's all. Your branch's procedures, so everybody else don't have to get involved with that. Now, they can't see the rates even at the other branches anyway, so maybe the tellers can't. But if they can't, the head teller can't either, because I got people above them who cannot even see the rates or the new rates that are coming.
So
there's really nothing we can do about that, or you can do about that, except wait until it happens.
All right. Very good. I thought that's probably where you were going to be going, but thought I would ask anyway. And then I was really glad for you to mention about the us all being supposed to be taken care of by the 10th, and it sounds like we're going to be having a very many treats on Halloween or the day after All Saints Day, and hope that you are correct, sir. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, sir. But you're right.
This is the final
one
Friday.
One or the other tomorrow is going to be trick or treat. It's not going to be one of them. They're going trick or they're going treat. But it's going to be one of them. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Ray.
Wait a minute. All right. That number fell off. 972. I don't know what happened to you. But if you decided to hang up just before 281, go to you.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray.
Hello there.
How you guys doing today?
I'm seeing tabulous. Yeah,
you're super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. It's my birthday, Tony.
Really? Oh, my God.
How could we forget?
Oh, my God.
Right, why your voice went down? Hello.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna
bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate
we'll move on to the next call.
You need to stop your foolishness this morning.
Listen,
anyway.
Hold on. on. Wait, one more thing before you get started. I'm going to do this one, and that's it, everybody. So Rochester, New York, the whole city of Rochester, New York, tell you happy birthday, bus lady. That's it.
Oh,
okay.
Well, tell them thank you. How special. Oh, my heart is just, oh, my God. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was hoping that I'd wake up with the RV this morning, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm still positive, you know, on that thought, because who knows what may happen after the market's closed today. But my question is, it still can go anytime between now and up to the first. So this weekend could be a great weekend for us. Is that correct, Tony? Am I correct
Absolutely.
On that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm still good with that. Okay. So that means you guys may be getting those 1-800 numbers soon, and then we can make our appointments. All right. Well, that's all I have. Can you believe it? Mm-hmm.
No, I can't believe it.
So we get a birthday present. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to bug you guys today because I'm putting my lashes. I got my lashes on. I did get the other one on, and now I'm fixing to put my wig on. And my husband is taking me out to dinner tonight, so I have to get started early so I can be ready.
Well, no. One thing about it, he ain't taking you out. He might be taking somebody that halfway look like you. It ain't going to be you.
Watch yourself.
Oh my God!
That's all right.
What are you talking about?
I pulled the wig
putting
out
your lashes on, putting your wig on. What, wait, do y'all still wear girdles too? You got to go through all that. Oh my God!
That's all right. I may not can breathe, but I'm gonna sure be there. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Enjoy your birthday. All right. Well,
okay.
I will.
360 Walt, you're on.
Yeah, hey, it is Walt. Thanks, Ray, and good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning.
My first thought was that we were getting dangerously close to too much information with Bus Lady, and I thought, oh man, here we go. But it's all good. And
she's still here listening to you too. So know this though, she one of them change up artists. You know, can look different every day. Short lashes, long lashes, deep lashes, blonde hair, black hair, red hair. Oh my God! All right. Oh, somebody already said this false advertising. Her husband should rebel. Anyway, go ahead.
I was accused one time of having false eyelashes on my ears, and I never quite took that as a compliment, other than I guess I'm getting older. But anyway, I guess there's a couple things that I'm curious about, and I guess, Tony, because you have an idea how old I am, and so I do have an excuse for maybe what might be a small lapse in memory. What was the term that you used when you request from the wealth manager that only he has access to your account as well as us, you know, the individual?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm getting close to your age. So... But I restrict it. Yeah. Wait, is Ray saying something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, somebody's saying something. I hear somebody else on the line. So there's another line open. But anyway, just simply tell him that you, payment is for their partners, affiliates, and all that. Can they contact you? You say no. I want everyone to go through you before they contact me, and he'll make sure that they can't. So he'll tell you what it is. You want your account restricted for use by third parties.
Okay. Any change in exchange center protocol versus the bank relative to how much we have to have to be able to go to an exchange center or the bank? I mean, let's say somebody with as much as you have, would you be precluded from going to a bank, or would you automatically just figure that you had to go to an exchange center?
I would be precluded from going to a teller window. I couldn't do that because there's no way they could approve it. But that's 99.9% of us who could be precluded from going to a teller window. First of all,
sure,
you had to dial the 800 number in order to get an appointment to get the contract rate. So
yep,
you got to do that because all contract rates are above the teller window. So we can't do that. The only other thing is, if you have a personal relationship, so I was talking to somebody yesterday, we were talking about this. If you already know a guy, and he's already telling you he's going to be doing the exchanges, and these are the rates that he can offer you that he knows right now, why dial the 800 number? I'm going to a guy I already have a relationship with. We've already been talking about it. Even if he's a wealth manager, he says, hey, when it happens, call me. I'm going to call him first because me and that guy are already on the same page. And I can sit there and tell him, I'm going to do the best for you when you do the best for me. Because me and you are going to win in this deal because you're probably going to walk out the bank after this anyway. And I'm trying to negotiate where I have relationships because that's where the best negotiation takes place.
Right, right. Okay, well, those were my questions, and I just appreciate you guys, and thanks a lot. And I look forward to something this weekend, Tony, and anything before Tuesday as far as I'm concerned, yeah?
Okay. Now, somebody wants me to tell you what you were looking for is executive access. But
executive
you do
access.
Want to receive executive access only. And, you know, restrict your account, which they should do anyway, from tellers, branches, and other people being able to even look at your account. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Perfect. That's what I wanted.
All right.
Hey, thanks
All right.
a lot.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good day, you
too. You too. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. I'm planning on it.
All right. Who's next, Ray? Who's next, Ray? Ray, you still there? Okay, whoever he opened up, are you there? Let me see. Somebody.
Who did he open up?
You, I guess.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Me and you are talking,
yeah.
So it must be.
If you're talking,
okay,
you're on. Go ahead. 3-6.
Oh, this. I had a problem with my telephone last week when you. When you answered it for me to talk, I was just going to ask Tony if he had the rates, but he don't have them. When do you think this thing is going to go, Tony? Your opinion.
My opinion, and I hope it's over the weekend. I think we should finally see it. And I've already told you guys, they were expecting it this morning when the sun rose up, which I never, even though they told me, and I hate to say it, and even though they were told it, it just didn't make sense to me, and now you know why. So I never believed that could happen. Now, could it happen tomorrow before the sunrise? Absolutely, because there's time. We could get the 800 numbers a day. We can make the phone calls, even if it's late at night. But by the time I got that information yesterday, there was no way for any of that to happen because they said they wanted you guys walking in the doors 2 hours after we let the 800 numbers go. Well, there was no time and space for that to happen. And I know it has to happen. They just can't be at 7 o'clock and expect people to walk in. phone calls have to be made. You guys have to, you know, put on your Sunday clothes or Tuesday clothes. You do, take out, get dressed, drive where, you know, it just wasn't going to happen first thing, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. It just wasn't even possible to get it started. So.
Okay. Ray.
Yes, sir.
I was gonna ask you something, but I forgot. Could we receive 800 numbers between now and Sunday? Is that possible?
That's possible.
And if this, let's say Saturday we got them, does that mean we could make appointments for the bank on Sunday and Monday?
Hopefully we can make appointments on Saturday, if we get them on Saturday.
Okay, well, you guys have answered my questions. This is Chief in Florida. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
Great. Take care.
We appreciate
all right, thank
you,
you sir.
Bye-bye.
951, area code, you're on.
Good morning and good afternoon. I like what I'm hearing so far. Hey, I have a couple of questions. One might be a simple one. When we sign the NDA, can we talk amongst each other about this, or we can't talk amongst anybody about this? Or do you have to wait to see what the NDA says?
Well, we do have to see what it says, but they can't limit you or stop you from talking about the process because everybody's going to be going through it, even the people who don't get the contract rates. The NDAs are supposed to be for people who get above the visible rate or 4X rate that everybody else can see. The interest rate, those are the things they don't want you saying, because if you get 20% and I only get 11% and we both put in, you know, $4 million, I'm going to be pissed off.
Right.
I'm going back and playing, and that's what they don't want. Or
okay.
If I have $4 million and they give you $12 and only give me $8, I'm going to be pissed off. So we don't have a problem. So those are the things they don't want out, not the process itself and how it works and the fact that you exchange your dinar. That's going to be public knowledge in no time.
Yeah. All right, so just the rates and the interest. Well, the interest rates and the amount we and the rate we get. Yes, okay. Now, the next one, I don't know. Anyway, okay, a friend of mine who I got involved with this here, she's a really good friend of mine and everything. Matter of fact, she's my best friend. Anyway, she's been separated from her husband for 5 years. He's with another gal and has a child with her. But they are still not divorced. So anyway, she's tried filing papers on him before, and he hasn't done anything. And she's going to try. She went and got the paperwork again to get the process going again. But anyway, my thing is, I know next year, I think in June, they're going to be legally married for 10 years. But and I know she said like, she's eligible for half of his retirement. He's eligible for half of her retirement and all that crap. So, but when this is concerned, what I was thinking about, I don't know if this would be doable or not. If we could like open up an LLC, put her money in an LLC with both her and my name on it, or would it have to be in my name only? And keep everything separate, and then could I back out of the LLC later so she could just have her money, or what? Or is this just a stupid question?
Well, it sounds like that you're trying to get the whole Dinar community involved into a love triangle or something, is what it sounds like. But anyway.
No.
What the hell? Anyway, I can't advise. Ray can advise you guys on marital and all that, but I would definitely see an attorney. And at the least I would do is put it in a trust that belongs to me till those 10 years is up. Because I don't know what state you're in, but if they split in retirement in 10 years, they probably split anything they got in 10 years.
Yeah, we're in good old California, so.
Well, there you go. So.
Yeah.
a trust doesn't belong to her.
Okay.
Anything else, it would. But ask Ray.
Okay.
You know, he's good at hiding money. Anyway.
So a trust would be better than an LLC because I'd still be in her name.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'll just say ask Ray.
Yeah.
He's good at hiding money.
Yeah.
I would say yes to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All
oh,
right.
Wait, Ray said yeah. Trust is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry I got everybody involved in a love triangle, man. But you know
all
what
right.
they say, the more the merrier, so hey.
Hey, all right.
Especially in California. That right. is what they
yeah.
All right.
Hey. All right.
615.
Did you say 615? Tony and hi Ray.
Hi.
This is 615 in a couple of weeks. I just want to get on here and publicly apologize to Tony and to Ray and to anyone else as whom to my jokes or comments may have offended or been disrespectful to. I am really not that type of person, and my father always taught me that if you ever mess up, you go back to where you messed up and you apologize. And so I want to truly extend my sincere apology to you, Ray, and Tony, and the entire TNT, Denar team. I love you guys. I appreciate everything that you have done, and thank you all for all that you do. That's it.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Thank you.
Okay, listen. And I appreciate you coming back because Ray likes it. But I like Tony Tone, so I'm cool. But anyway, Ray likes what he likes. And I appreciate you being here. All right? No questions today? None?
No questions. Thank you so much.
Oh. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. All right, Ray. I was going to say I missed you not being here, but I'm glad you came. Anyway, go ahead, Ray.
Next up, 3-1.
Wait, 3-1 something. We couldn't hear the last one. Nope, can't hear you.
3-1-4?
Yeah, there you go. 3-1-4.
Hey, brothers, how are you doing?
All right, man. How you doing?
Better. I'm a question about the Lords of London. And is there anybody out there besides the Lords of London that can insure your money? And how much and how does it work?
I have no idea. I don't know anybody else out there that even does that. I'm sure there might be somebody. But when you go to your bank, that's what you want to inquire or contact them directly and see. If they can, so I can't tell you the amounts. FDIC, I know, stops at $150,000, right? Or did they move it up to $250,000? Yeah, that's about it.
All right, that's my question. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
610. Ray, can you hear
we
me?
We can't
Tony,
hear
can
you.
Hear
six,
me?
Oh, okay. Wait, yeah, who is this? What did he say? 6-1?
610.
610.
Tony, it's
yeah,
G-Man
so,
in PA.
Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yeah, but before we get into that, I want to ask a serious question, though, serious. Because I know what's going on in Philadelphia, though. But are you in Philadelphia or are you somewhere else?
I'm in a suburb of Philadelphia, 20 miles outside of the city.
Okay. Because I know things are crazy. But I heard it's been raining for the last 2 days, so it's calmed down a little bit. So you're okay? I just want to make sure of that because it's kind of crazy there right now.
Yeah, I am okay. I'm safe. The family's safe. Everything is good in my area. How about your family in the Philadelphia area, Ray and Tony? How about your family? Everybody okay?
So far.
Yeah, as far as I know, they're all okay. So yeah, okay. And I got a lot of family in Philadelphia, but yeah, they're okay. Yeah.
All right. And if there's anything I could do to help you guys out with your family, Ray, you have my phone number. Give me a call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Go ahead. All right.
Okay. You're very welcome. Long version. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTSuper. And that's all capitalized. $TNTSuper. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV. So we can get all that banking information. And on behalf of Ray and on behalf of Tony, thank you to all of you out there who have sent in donations in the past, those of you who will send in your donations today and in the near future. Your donations are needed and very, very much appreciated in order to keep this information superstation on the air. And always remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Hopefully,
you're very welcome.
Everything we're hearing, this is last time we ever hear you say that. But let's hope.
All right. That's fine by me.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Enjoy, guys.
404. You're almost on. Here we go.
I was going to say, it wasn't telling me that it was unmuted, so it's like, I'm not going to start talking just yet. Hi there. Appreciate the connecting the dots. I'm glad to hear that today is the pink slip day for 610. I was kind of curious. With respect to all of the times that, that you've been getting updates and the like on what to expect and the like, especially with respect to 800 numbers and that sort of thing. When have you gotten anything recently? When was the last time that they actually were saying this is to remind you to do this, this, and this? Have you gotten that this weekend thus far? Or are we still waiting for that final minute from them?
Well, again, that's why I couldn't believe what they were being told yesterday. And I hate to keep saying I couldn't believe it, but it didn't make sense to me because we weren't getting that. We haven't gotten that. And the last time during the banking meeting, they had told them 800 numbers should be coming out, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we got the word to be on standby to get the 800 numbers. We didn't get any of that. Along with the hours. So there's still some things that need to happen, but what is happening this week and what I like, what I said on Wednesday and still occurred on Thursday, is still occurring right now this morning, is they're going over and over it, and they're making sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. Because, like I said, they know once they open this floodgate, it is going to be a flood. And they're just double, tripling, quadruple checking themselves like they've never done before. They're doing meetings and conferences. And, you know, like I said, in New York, they brought extra people in. And they're going over and over procedures constantly. You know, 3-4 times a day. Are we ready? Are we ready? So that's why they're excited. That's why they believed it when they were told we were coming through the door at 7 o'clock this morning. And I said, I don't get too excited about that. I don't think it's going to happen. But they were getting excited. That's the part we don't like, because they keep getting them excited. And they're getting it worse than we are, because they're right there and they know, you know, it's them. They're going to be in the action. We're getting excited. Mm-hmm. Because we're hearing, or you're getting excited because of what we're saying, but they're in the meeting, in the building, and it probably happens to them more often than it happens to us. I mean, to me, considering them. So that's the part I don't like. And that's what frustrates them, especially if they have to spend a whole another weekend sitting there and nothing happens. But anyway, it could happen. It's a good time.
I was going to say earlier on, I do encourage folks to go back and re-listen to your comments in terms of, because you've kind of given us a very good window to be looking at and getting prepped for. So I appreciate that. I'm looking also at what kind of information is coming through from Iraq. I know that you had said that the number of demonstrators has dwindled down to about 150 plus or minus, that they seem to be very calm. Are they getting any more economic-related information coming through on the TV, billboards, and that sort of thing? Or have they felt like they've gotten enough info on that and it's really quiet in that respect?
It's really quiet, because what I keep getting from them is what we get. They're saying, we are done. We're done. What we can do, we're waiting on you. I mean, and that's all they keep saying. We're waiting on you. We're done. It's all done. So whether waiting on you is waiting on the 31st or the 1st or, you know, whatever that magic time was, they're saying they've accomplished everything they needed to accomplish. They don't need any more votes. They don't need anything else to be passed. It just needs to be announced. Well, that's whatever agreement we've made in the time frame for them to announce.
You know, I'm also interested in some of the things that do get posted and the timing of the postings from things coming out of Iraq, because there's a very short video on the Twitter account for the government of Iraq, and they are talking about the white paper for economic reform and the fact that it's how it can be empowering the young Iraqis for finding fulfilling, good quality, sustainable jobs, and that's the heart of their white paper for reform. And it's sort of saying, like, you know, to me, the timing on it is like they're just kind of reminding them that, hey, we are here, and this is, you know, young people, we're getting you better jobs. Have your folks made any comment on that. Of course, this only surfaced about an hour ago, and that's where I keep looking at when you're telling us the time frame, that this team seems to be just another piece of the puzzle, and the timing seems to be rather kind of serendipity here. So I'm wondering your feedback.
Okay, so the video is out. It's on Twitter. There is an article out that says the same thing. It's why the demonstrations have calmed down, because they are acknowledging the young people. They are thanking them for being professional or, you know, peaceful in their demonstrations. They are putting the white paper out, which the white paper was out in the Washington, D.C. Post today, explaining exactly what was going on in Iraq. And the fact that the main concerns and the main thing that the white paper addresses is jobs and education for the young people. That's what the whole thing's about. And they're making it public for everybody to see and saying this time is really happening. It's really happening. And they did that because of the new security forces bills that they're putting out. They're putting the young people in there. They're making them involved in the process. And now they see that difference. So, yeah, right. It is. The timing is perfect. Even though, again, they've already told them most things in the white paper can't happen until the 1st of January because they're in the 21 budget. But we are preparing for them. This is the plan and everything else. That's why the demonstrations are quiet. That's why they put out about the current reform. They know all about it. That's why they keep adding things to the banking system in the cards to show them we're doing exactly that. That's why they put out the list of names, even though they're not satisfied with the list of names. They want more. But the one thing they haven't done that they're still complaining about is haven't named the people who are going to get charged with killing the demonstrators last October. That's the one big thing they're looking for.
Fine. Well, 10 days from whenever this does happen, and hopefully it's sometime this weekend, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project will be. Obviously in November, but that's a great month. And again, appreciate all that you do for us, the information. Have yourself a great, great weekend. Finale Friday is here. Great. Thanks.
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-3, Erica, you're on.
Don't know what you said. Something 1-3.
Yeah, he said 1-3. I know he means 313.
Yeah.
How do you know he didn't mean 213? Well, anyway, okay.
Because you know what? He did this to me before. He did 1-3-1-3, and so I didn't say anything. So he said 1-3-1-3, and then I said, you mean 313? He said, that's what I said. So, no, I was going to let him get caught in what he said this time. But anyway,
yeah, that's just what you were hearing.
Good afternoon, Tony. I mean, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, sir.
Good, good, good. I love to hear that. My question was answered, you know, a little earlier, but I just wanted to just still say good afternoon. You guys have a great rest of the day, and I appreciate everything you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. All right.
707. Go on.
Good morning. Thank you. My question was answered also, but I did think of another one that I had in mind. Have either of you learned what all of the black SUVs were doing in the green zone? I think this was mentioned on Wednesday.
Yep. I didn't even ask, to tell you the truth. So that's a good question. But maybe just another dignitary coming in. Maybe they're ready to get that because they didn't make a big deal out of it. But I didn't even ask him.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are so great at doing everything. At least I can say thank you. That's not enough, sure. But that's You just, I don't see how you do it. So,
okay, thank
all right,
you,
well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Okay, 801.
Hey, you got me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh,
yes.
Perfect. Ray, Tony, first of all, I just got to tell you guys, thank you so much for spending all your time. Just as Sasha was mentioning, it takes hundreds of hours a week to put together what you guys do, let alone all the phone calls. So I just want to personally tell you thank you very much for from all of us and everything you guys do. So anyway, the quick question I have is, we know Iraq, we've already discussed it today, that they're ready. They're waiting on us. And the bank, they have a – don't they get their direction from the – mostly coming from our treasury? Is that right?
Yes, that is right. That's where the final decision is made.
That's right. So our administration, all guys, they all kind of push it through the Treasury. And if that's where they're getting their direction, aren't they kind of getting it right from the horse's mouth? I mean, when they're like getting all ready and they're pumped up, isn't that, I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out why we all have to make our decisions based upon 20 or 30% of the information. But the Treasury, they kind of know really what's going on. I mean, they know they're not going to pull it for another 2 weeks or tonight. You know, they kind of know that. And I'm just trying to figure out why the banks are always geared up and ready, and yet they're getting they're kind of getting marching orders from the Treasury. Anyway, that's my question.
It's a great question, because that is who they're getting, that is who they're conferencing with. And I'm not saying one bank, it's multiple banks are having conferences with the Treasury, but I tell you, they all have their own agreements also. But they're giving them all that same information now. I can say they're giving it to them because they're still trying to narrow down the timing, still the fact that they can't tell them the very moment that it's going to happen because of all of the things that could go wrong, and there's things that have gone wrong. There's still people out trying to steal money from the inside, both in Iraq and over here, and they know it, and that's why they don't give the time. So, again, when they told them, hey, 7 o'clock in the morning, people are going to be walking through your door, I'm saying they're never going to tell them that. That's never going to happen, because everybody can look. Here's our window, and, you know, they haven't given out the 800 numbers, because that even narrows the window, because we're actually probably not going to get the 800 numbers, guys, until it already happened. Because they're not going to give us the 800 numbers, 7 o'clock, and then narrow the window for everybody to go in the system and steal money right at that moment or at that time. It's going to be after the fact. It's going to be after the fact when they do that. So are they talking to guys who are on level 3 or level 4 who are dealing with the banks? When level 1 is making the decision, and he's just saying, just go get them ready. Just go get them ready. Because it costs the Treasury money every time they do that. Every time they tell them to bring all those people in, keep them in until 11 o'clock at night, put them up in the hotels like they are doing right now, it's costing the Treasury money, and then they don't do it. I mean, they don't care. Shit, they print money. They don't care what it costs. I mean, you know. The reserve will print them whatever they want. But the fact that they're putting people through that mentally, it's just to put it out or just see what's going on in the system at the time. I don't know. They're trying to catch somebody. It doesn't make sense to keep doing it over and over again. But things do happen, part we know. And long as that's it, but at some point, you just got to go. And we're hoping that we're at that point. We'll just go and deal with whatever happens. So we'll see. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. Huh?
No, that's true. I mean, just you and your wife plan on going to the movie on a Friday night, and all of a sudden you get home, you're ready to go, and whatever. Things happen and change, I know, but if both of you decide we're not going to the movie on Friday, you're not going to have Trish or somebody out standing in line to get movie tickets. You know, they're just trying to make heads or tails of that. So I appreciate that explanation. That does help. So, and one last thing, we haven't heard about your son for a while. Is he doing okay? Is everything kind of back normal there for him?
He's never going to be normal because, you know, he's my son. But anyway, no, he's doing good. He really is. So,
physically,
everything's back and, you know, legs okay, his fingers are working. That's it. So, all we can do is say thank God.
Yeah, glad to hear that. All right. Calling you, Ty, out. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for everything you do.
All right. Thank you.
Sir. 951. You're on. 951. You hear me, Tony? Tony?
Yep, I'm here.
You hear me? Okay. 951.
Yep.
All right. 678. Area code.
Tony, Ray, how are we doing today?
Greetings.
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. So I wanted to ask you a question about the SKRs, and you're talking about those a while back. When you said the banks were calling looking for quote-unquote whales, do you know what they're considering a whale and what they're not?
No, I don't know, because every bank is probably a little bit different who they get, you know. So, hold on a second. They just told us that's what they were doing. So, you know, a little bank, you know, well, it's different to them than to one of the big banks. But it's people that they already know, people they already have relationships with. So if you're in that situation, then just go in there and let them know what you have and see if you're the one.
Right. I figured, you know, 90% of that was who you know and not what you know. But the other question I had was, remember you speaking a while back about them having to notify the military of transactions once it occurred. Does that still hold true?
True. Yeah, that's what I was saying this morning, because we've heard nothing from, you know, the commodities market that they've been put on alert. Nothing from, you know, Mercantile that they've been put on alert. Nothing from our global traders that we have, that they haven't gotten, you know, in the next 2 hours. We'll be watching 2 hours, because that's what they usually were getting, 2-hour notifications. Well, nobody's gotten that. And I said, okay, they don't have to give you that. If they wait till all the markets are closed, they don't have to worry about it. And then they open it up, so they won't give out any, you know, heads up and information that way. So, no, we have gotten nothing from finance on the basis saying that they were given notification.
Right. I just thought it was funny because when you said they were trying to have this all done and closed up by the 10th, I just kind of laughed a little bit because the 10th is the Marine Corps birthday. So I can tell you who's not going to be doing anything on the 10th or the 11th.
Oh, okay.
Because they're all going to be passed out in the ditch.
Oh, I was going to say, they don't work on Marine Corps birthday.
No, they throw a giant
you
party.
You know, it's not that they don't work, they can't work because they're all going to be drunk. Huh?
It's a good time.
All right. Well, let me say this right now, because hopefully we won't be here on the 10th either. But happy birthday to all of our hardworking, patriotic military members, but especially the Marines, since it's their birthday. All right.
I think that's it for my questions. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll talk
all
to
right,
you later.
All right, thank you, sir.
Hopefully not, but maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. 470. You're on.
Hi. Hi, Tony. How you doing? Hi.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
All right. And Ray, how are you doing?
Fantabulouser to the nth degree.
The question that I have, we've talked about when you go in and negotiate with the bankers about your percentage and everything, and what percentage that you will leave with the bank, whether it's 70, 30, or whatever. So the remaining balance that you decide to keep, do they offer interest on that, or do you use it as a non-interest bearing account? Because we've never really talked about the portion that we kept for ourselves, how we would do it.
Oh, no, they're going to offer you interest on it. It's in your checking account. It's in the bank. Unless you want it as non-interest bearing account, which I don't know why you would. But, yeah, I've said before that, hey, give me 20% on this, but give me 20% on this. I mean, this could be gone. I need to negotiate my rate on this also, though. So the rate is on the whole. But this part, they know they're guaranteed to keep. Listen, I'm going to be moving in and out, or if I'm really smart, I'm going to diversify it anyway, whatever it is that I have for me.
Okay.
Listen, I'll tell you this. If I want to get a high rate for my money, and I can tell you guys, this has already happened anywhere. Smartest thing to do, but I can tell you for a fact, it has already happened. I take that paperwork to another bank, and I say, well, I go to another bank and say, hey, this is what they're doing for me. What will you guys do? Because what they say is, if you can bring me the paperwork from that bank showing they're doing that, I will match that. And that's what you do. And you go over there. Go and say, let's do it first. And as soon as they say, I don't believe it. If you bring me the paperwork, match it. You reach in your pocket, you pull it out, and say, match it right now. Because that has already happened.
Okay. And my last question is, as far as everything might be moving forward as far as this weekend, how confident do both of y'all feel about that?
You mean how hopeful? How wishful?
How confident are y'all in this happening this weekend? We've been here several times.
Absolutely using the wrong word. We're not confident at all because we're not in charge of it. We are hopeful. We're wishing. But, you know, they told me it was going to happen at 7 o'clock this morning. I told them, no, it's not. So that's how confident I was that it wasn't going to happen because we weren't prepared. And there's a few steps that have to be done for it to happen for me to go back and now say I'm confident that it is. I know it should be. I know the timing is right. I know the plan is for it to happen very soon. But let's just see if it does. They're preparing them, and they have been preparing them all week for it to happen now. Well, let's just see if it does. That's the best I can tell you. I can't give you 90%, 80%, anything else, because they just are not following. They're not even following, I'm going to say, what should happen. They're not even following what they're saying is going to happen. So.
Okay, and you said that it's a few steps, right? You said it's a few steps that you were saying that there are a few steps that hasn't been done yet for you not to feel confident. Are you able to say what those other steps are?
Yeah, I've been saying the whole call. We don't have the 800 numbers. We haven't been put on standby to receive the 800 numbers. I know the 800 numbers were supposed to come out 2 hours before they want you to be at the bank. So none of that has happened. I said, today, I don't really think we're even going to get the 800 numbers until after the RV has occurred. That may be the moment they send them to us, but they're not going to send them to us and say it's going to happen in 2 hours. So put it out so people can start making their appointments at 10, 11 o'clock. They're not going to give me the 800 number an hour before it happens, 2 hours before it happens. I don't think that's going to happen. I think right after it's all done and said, we'll get the 800 numbers. You'll start calling. You'll make your appointments for 2 hours after that is the way we'll see it.
Okay. Well, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
352. You're on. 352. No 352. Okay, 732.
Good day, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. You know, this past Monday and Wednesday, I listened to the replay of the call, and I heard some questions, and I'm sure this would be helpful to some of the callers who need a better sourced answer. And I'll share that today. Citibank at 1-800-756-7050 is taking over-the-phone orders, selling the lowest that I can find, Vietnam dong for $50 per million and Iraqi dinar for $7.91 per million. And it also has a phone automation system that tells you the daily buy and sell rates on all the world currencies. So I thought I'd get that out there. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thanks. Thank
you.
And guys, Citibank, and I'll tell you that before, has been selling dinar, has been buying dinar. You do have to be a member of the bank in order to do it. And Citibank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase all have automated numbers that you can call to get their daily rate. Just so you know. Okay, Ray?
All right. 972. You're on.
Hello, Danny in Dallas. Thanks for coming back to me, bud.
Hey, sir.
Hey,
yeah.
How are you?
You know, it's a beautiful day in paradise. We're supposed to have sunshine and 60 degree weather for all week. It's weeks like this that the rest of us in Texas look forward to. And then we'll have a couple of weeks, you know, in the summertime. Who knows? This is where we live. I had some questions that were generated by the call. It occurs to me, Tony, you've given us kind of a timeline, a hopeful timeline of maybe tomorrow, maybe Sunday, maybe Monday. You haven't said that, but I'm just doing the 10 days scenario there. If it happens on Sunday, I know that's going to be a little bit of an altered timeline, but you have no information that's going to be significantly different than what you've announced before, I hope.
I don't know what you mean in reference to timeline. We mean what time they start, what time they close? What?
Yeah. If Sunday is the first day, we've suggested it might be a little bit different timeline.
Nope. If Sunday is the first day, I think the numbers will come out, Sunday morning, probably about 8, 9 o'clock. Because they have to get the West Coast time to wake up so everybody goes together. What's all the noise?
Yes, it's mine.
It's me. I'll get it.
What is that?
It was his line.
Okay.
It's me. I'll mute.
Okay. So, yeah, I think they still want to start in the morning. Our best possible time is probably tomorrow. You know, if it goes after 6 today or something, then we could go in tomorrow, and they could go all day. They wanted to go till 1 o'clock in the morning the first night and then 11 o'clock after that. But they'll start, like they said, from 7 to 11 every day once it starts. So whatever that day is, 7 to 11. If it starts at noon on Sunday, it's still going to go to 11 o'clock that night. They have all their people working. They're all working through the weekend. So it doesn't matter what time they start. They're going to go to 11 o'clock at night.
Got it. Okay. That, I appreciate that. Another thing, many of us, as has been spoken over the years, we don't have enough to put a trust together until we actually have some money. And so we're resigned to simply getting this exchange done in our name. It occurs to me that when we do that and we find ourselves in front of the wealth manager negotiating and trying to get the best deal for our legacy situations or our fantasy situations, whatever, that'll be in our name, and we will commit money to a bank interest for a healthy return, but we will be limiting ourselves on what we can do with the remaining amount. Or, Ray, can we simply notify the bank that there will be a change as we move this to a different entity? It occurs to me that we may jam ourselves up if we don't have a trust in place. Help me with that, please.
Well, you said everything right. You'll do it in your personal name first and then move it over. That'll work.
Okay, the commitment to the bank is in my name. And when all that those funds, you know, I think I may have mentioned before,
okay,
I don't have any reservations.
You're talking about the investments? Yes.
Yes, yes.
No,
yes.
Right.
So when you start the investment,
making,
you want to make sure they'll let you change the owner of the investment, and then you can move it to the trust and keep the investment going.
Okay. I that will be part of the conversation and negotiations, though, I would imagine, right?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Tony, you started to say something?
Well, I just want to make sure you're saying when you're going to the bank and you're doing your exchange and you're leaving 50% at 20% interest, you want to make sure, because I'm doing this in my name, when I put this money in the trust, that our agreement extends to the trust.
Yeah. And this
okay.
is communication that the bank would already recognize, I would hope. I don't.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ray's saying
yes.
Okay. I would definitely make sure when we're doing that, because now you're saying to me is, hey, I'm going to do the exchange, but I'm going to give this to Ray afterwards, and you're going to make the same deal with Ray. Because a lot of times they say, oh, that was your deal. So I understand what you're saying, but I would make sure that was in there. But to even squash all of that, guys, the day this happens, I simply take one little note to the teller window. I'd exchange it for enough money to have an attorney make me a trust and go and do my exchange in that trust. That's what I
no.
would do.
No.
Oh, Ray said no.
No.
So, okay, Ray, we're waiting. Straighten
That's
me
the
out.
Only downside to that. A lot of you will wind up with the wrong type of trust because you don't know what. And you'll get the wrong thing. So you're
oh, wait,
better
wait.
Off doing it in
you're
your
going
personal
away.
Name. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear all that, Danny?
It was a little choppy on our end. If you wouldn't mind restating that, I think it applies to a whole lot of people.
Well, I was saying no to go get a trust real quick because a lot of you would get the wrong thing. You need to learn and know exactly what you're getting into. So when you do it in your personal name and you take out a 15-year 20% investment or whatever the case may be, you do it with the understanding that you want to change the ownership, not change the contract, because now you're in a 5-year contract, but you want to be able to change owners. So a month later, when you create the right trust, it can take over the ownership of that contract for that investment for 5 years.
Good, good. Okay, and as I questioned before, the bank guy I'm talking to is already very familiar with this process, I would assume.
Oh, sure. You just let them know what you want to do, that you're going to have another entity that's going to own it. And you may just say a corporation, because they'll fully understand what you mean. If you say, well, I want a corporation to take this over, and it'll mean the same thing.
Okay. Okay. Okay, very helpful. I was paranoid later in the call
that I wouldn't get back in to ask that. I hope it helps a whole lot of people. We'll see what happens. And oh my, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Tony. And I'll tell my children that Tony said, and tell them not to repeat it.
Like, shit. You know, at some point I'm gonna hunt that Tony guy down.
Yeah, well, you might want to stay incognito or something. Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, sir. All right. We're at the bottom half. I'm going to wrap this one up.
Okay, guys. The information has been good last night, this morning. Well, they are pushing it forward. The people at the bank are excited. Well, they were last night, this morning, thinking that you guys will be sitting in front of them. I don't know how they're feeling right at this moment. Well, yes, I do. They are expecting to have some updates this evening because it didn't happen this morning like they were told. They are expecting updates this evening. This weekend is the perfect time. For this to happen. I'll let the cat out the bag, letting you know that the plan right now in D.C. was to have us, the internet people, through by the 10th of November. And I think in order to do that, they have to get started real, real soon in order to accomplish that plan. But we'll wait and see what happens. All right? It's a super fantastic weekend coming up. I believe everything is positive. There's no negative news. None. Not in Iraq. Not here. Nowhere can we find anything negative. Everybody just saying we're just waiting. We're just waiting. For what? We don't know the right time and date. But we're waiting and it's done. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to do what I do. And that is enjoy the rest of my day, weekend. I want you to do the same. Something happens, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the form. Or we'll do another call if that's what it takes. So enjoy the rest of your day. Ray?
All right. That'll do it for me, too. Keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven.
And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
Recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday.